Well, that's music from Come From Away, and that was from our last guest, and they're playing tonight, 7:30 at Jack, if you want to go check them out. I encourage you to do so. Coming up next, Roman Moteka is here from Juno Shambhala Center. Roman, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us, Andy, and that was a great interview you just
wasn't
had.
Wasn't that fun?
I
know.
Fun.
I was having a lot of fun, that one. It's just so fun. I was just telling you, it's so fun to be in the studio and, like, this great musician is playing and you're the only one there. Get to watch it. It's pretty pretty awesome. It's a good volunteer gig. I encourage it for anyone who wants to try this. Roman, tell me about what's going on. You got spring programs coming up at the Shambhala Center.
Basically, I came here is to inform people what we got going on at the Shambhala Center. It's maybe tell you where it's located.
Yeah, tell us where it's located and, like, just the overall concept of the Shambhala Center
right.
as well. Yeah.
So we're a Buddhist-oriented meditation center, and we've been here for about 30 years now. We're located in the Emporium Mall, and for people who might not know in Emporium Mall, it's where the Gold Town Nickelodeon Theater is located, and we're on the floor just above them. So if you come in that doorway, which is across from City Hall, that's probably the easiest. Just go up the stairs, and that's where we're at. And you can also search us out on the web. Our website is www.juno.shambhala.org, or just Google us. And our email is drala, D-R-A-L-A, at Juno Shambhala, all one word, junoshambhala.org, okay? Right. So I just want to inform people what we got coming up this spring, and we're quite excited about the programs. The first one we'll talk about is one that is being taught online by Pema Chodron, and she's quite well known in Buddhist circles and actually in non-Buddhist circles. She's written several different books, Start Where From Where You Are, When Things Fall Apart, and it's just a couple of her titles. She's been the abbess of she's a Buddhist nun, and she's been the abbess of Gumpo Abbey, which is located in Cape Breton in Nova Scotia. And this particular retreat took place a couple of years ago, and I was part of the interactive online program they had for that retreat, 6 weeks long. And now it's been made available for groups such as ours. Basically, the program is about living and dying.
Oh, okay. Big topics.
That's the name of the program.
Living and dying, okay.
Yeah, it's the sacred journey, mm-hmm. which is we're all on. You know, none of us have gotten out of here alive
right.
yet.
No, right? That's yeah. right.
So for a lot of people, there's a lot of anxiety around, you know, certainly when you get to a certain age about dying. But also, how can we live purposefully? So in this program, Pema explores the Tibetan Buddhist view about living and dying, and basically through a word known as bardo, which loosely translated means the in-between stage. So in fact, you know, like our life right now is an in-between stage between our birth and our death. And each moment, in a sense, is an in-between stage from the moment before and the moment after.
Yeah, there's these things you can describe in a finite way. And then there's what's happening right now, which is not a finite.
It's always gone. Right.
Yeah, right. It's already gone.
There you go.
It's already left.
So she's going to walk us through many different things, including the dissolution process, what happens as one progresses towards the terminal stage of death. And then she'll also talk about bardo from the Tibetan Buddhist perspective. People might be familiar with the book, Tibetan Book of the Dead. It's been quite popular. So it's kind of drawing on teachings contained in that particular book. If you don't know Pema, she can relate a lot of esoteric Buddhist teachings in a very practical way, accessible mm-hmm. to all of us. She's a Westerner, but has studied with Tibetan masters. And she's in her 80s now, but still very vital. When I took the online class, I really loved the interplay she had between her and the participants in the retreat.
How does the online class kind of play out? Is it a video kind of based thing? How does that work?
Right. At the time I took it, it was interactive, mm-hmm. but now it's available as an online course.
Oh, okay.
So we won't interact directly with Pema. There will probably may be an opportunity where we could do that sometime during the course.
I see.
But not on a regular basis.
Right, right.
So this will be essentially following her teachings. Mm-hmm. when she did this a year or two ago.
Great.
And we divided it into a 12-week session. Originally, it was a 6-week, but they're so long that people maybe not have as much time. So we're going to divide it into each session is going to be divided into half. And the program is going to start March 4th. It'll be at our center. It'll be on Wednesdays in the evening, starting at 5:30 and running to 7. So it'll be an hour and a half session. What I would suggest to people, if you're not familiar with Buddhism or you're not familiar with the teachings that Pema is going to present, maybe come for a class or two and see what you think. Maybe this will appeal to you. Maybe it won't. Those who are deeply into Buddhism, I think this would be a well worthwhile program. Cost is $15 per session, or $150 for the full 12-week course. So, and that's again starts March 4th. And you can register online at our website. You can Google us or www.juno.shambhala.org. Or just show up on March 4th. Or you can email us, hey, I'm interested. I'm going to show up and see what the first class is like. And that'd be great. And we'll have facilitators. And if you haven't, it'd be great if you had an established meditation practice. But if you don't, that's fine too. Just come. We have meditation instructors. We can get you started. And see what
so much of the course is about instruction on meditation, or
not so
can
much,
be, or
not so much instruction on meditation. Although she will take us there.
Okay, I see.
But it'd be good to have a meditation practice
as a baseline.
Mm-hmm. It's not necessary, but it'd really be good. And if you don't have one now, we have instructors who can give you the basis. Line for that. And while you're taking the course, it'd be definitely be good to spend, you know. I do maybe half an hour to an hour every day. Even 10 minutes is good, even less than that if you can afford that time.
It's like factually and scientifically proven to create synapses, firing things happening in your brain. All your brain really starts working better if you're meditating on a regular basis.
Yeah, I wish I could see that myself. But
just I see it.
But you're right. The scientific evidence is out there.
It's out there, which is really fascinating because, of course, people who have been practicing this for years have been saying this anecdotally, like, you know, I feel better. I feel like I'm, reacting better, those kinds of things. But
I don't.
I've been thinking about it. And what you're saying is really interesting to me because I've been thinking for a long time about, boy, I really ought to start figuring out how to work that into my daily routine. So I know it's just a matter of
doing it.
Go off in a room. Right. But so
exactly.
So anyway, it's inspiring to hear about it. What other classes are you guys going to be offering this spring?
Well, just to follow up a little bit more on the meditation, it also leads us to these concepts of kindness and compassion. That's what it helps develop in people. Certainly that's the Buddhist view. Mm-hmm. The other classes another program we hope to start in mid-April. Right now we're targeting April 12th. It's going to be a long-term series of classes in the fundamentals of Buddhism. We're going to go back to square one and start right at the beginning. So if you don't know anything about Buddhism or if you know everything about Buddhism, you go back to square one and start there again. So these are the foundational teachings that the Buddha taught right at the beginning 2,500 years ago and have been passed on over time through many different traditions, the Zen tradition, the Vipassana tradition, and through the Tibetan Vajrayana tradition. But this is the foundation for all those three traditions. That'll start April 12th. It'll be a Sunday morning series as far as I know. And just stay tuned to our website.
Okay.
We'll have more information. We'll also send out emails. For those of you who are on our email list will get that or follow us on Facebook. And if you want to get an email list, just email us at drala@junoshambhala.org. So that program is coming up. The other is what else have I got here? It's been a while since our center actually offered an introduction to meditation. So
Here we go. This is
exactly.
This is going to. This is what I need.
Exactly for folks
right.
like yourself.
Yeah.
We're giving it to be just a one-day program. I know people's time is really tight these days, but it would be a one-day program where you get the intro to meditation. We'll bring up a teacher from outside, a qualified teacher from outside, to do that. And we're working on it. We don't have a set time, but it'll be sometime this spring. We hope April, maybe at the latest May.
And when you talk about intro to meditation, is there a specific discipline that people sort of start with and then develop into higher levels or advanced levels? Or tell me about how would you, if you were to say to someone, oh, well, this is the best way to really figure out how this is going to work for you, is there sort of a baseline? I'm really new to this. So I'm just
exactly.
yeah, right.
Well,
right.
That's where it's going to take you. It's going to start you right fresh.
Okay.
Typically, we teach through a Buddhist view, a Shambhala Buddhist view, and typically we use the breath as beginning stages for meditation. Everybody breathes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, regularly, right, or irregularly.
So
yes.
You focus on the breath,
uh-huh.
taking it in, following it in, and then following it out. And so that's always with you.
Right.
So you always have that available. You can meditate anywhere at any time because you always have that breath. So that's usually the foundational basis for meditation. You start there. Just start training your mind and taming mm-hmm. your mind down.
To be attentive to the breath and to understand that it's
right.
going in and out. And
you'll soon learn just how busy your mind is.
Yeah, right, right.
It's called monkey mind. It's just so much going on. And that's fine. That's what meditation does. Just shows you just how busy you are.
Right.
And then, you know, you have those moments of just sheer calmness and sitting pleasure. Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's really great. So tell me about the other. So that's the one that's looking like April, probably time frame for a 1 day introduction to meditation course.
Correct. We're okay. hoping in April. So maybe try to coincide it with the foundational teachings into Buddhism altogether. Okay.
Okay.
Then the final is we have a celebration coming up that'll be on a Sunday, March 1st, at our center. That'll be in the morning. It is a celebration of the start of the Tibetan New Year, and it's also what we call Shambhala Day. So it'll be a morning session starting at about 10 o'clock, going to about noon. We'll have activities. If you haven't had meditation instruction, you can get it there. We'll have certainly sitting meditation for those who are practitioners, and that'll be followed by a luncheon. So if you want to meet us, you want to experience the center, just get to learn more about meditation. That's a good opportunity.
Kind of an open house celebration.
Kind of an open house celebration, exactly.
Well, that's great. Well, Roman, thanks so much for coming in and telling us about some of these things that are coming up in spring at the Shambhala Center. And
we'll put you on the email list for the intro to meditation.
What should be a nice traditional thing to wrap up an interview? What would we say?
We dedicate the merit typically.
Okay, dedicate to merit? What?
We can just bow to each other.
Okay,
here.
Yes, that's very good. Thank you, Roman. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks,
I appreciate
for having
it.
Us.
Yeah. Right now, let's listen up to Bird Note.